This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump and National Security Advisor John Bolton have conflicting views about how serious a threat North Korea is. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe hosted U.S. President Donald Trump for a round of golf on Sunday morning. Before heading to the course, Trump was on Twitter, putting himself at odds with his own National Security Advisor. In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in the capital. He told the crowd the road ahead will be difficult.
We are aware of the debilitating legacy of our past, nor the many difficulties of the present. To achieve the South Africa we want will demand, fellow South Africans, an extraordinary feat of human endeavor.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party, or ANC, clinched a 57.5 majority of the elections earlier this month. However, the ANC's majority was down from 62.62% in 2014, as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party due to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. This is VOA News. A United Nations tribunal ordered Russia to immediately release three Ukrainian naval ships and two dozen sailors who were captured in a November confrontation off the Crimean Peninsula. The Germany-based International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea issued the order Saturday after a hearing earlier in the month. The seizures occurred during a November 25th confrontation in the Kerch Strait, which separates Crimea from mainland Russia. It was the first open military clash between Russia and Ukraine since Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, which is generally regarded as an illegal action. Ukraine's president has called on Russia to comply with the order. Russia said the court had no jurisdiction in the case. Delegations from Venezuela's government and opposition have returned to Norway to engage in discussions aimed at resolving the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate the talks this week. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, the leader of the National Assembly, declared himself president earlier this year after the opposition majority legislature determined President Nicolas Maduro won another term in a fraudulent election. Guaido is recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. He has not, however, been able to nudge Venezuela's socialist president from office. Pope Francis reiterated his unswerving opposition to abortion, saying he's against it, even when an unborn child has been diagnosed with a serious illness. More from Sabina Castro-Franco, reporting for VOA.
At a Vatican-sponsored conference titled Yes to Life, Caring for the Precious Gift of Life in Its Frailness, the Pope said the use of abortion was equivalent to hiring a hitman to take another person's life. Addressing medical professionals, ministry providers, and families from 70 nations participating in the three-day conference, Pope Francis said the Catholic Church's teaching on terminating a pregnancy is clear. He said an abortion cannot happen even in cases when the fetus is very sick and likely to die. No human being, he said, is ever incompatible with life. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Pivotal elections for the European Union Parliament reach their climax Sunday as the 21 nations go to the polls and results are announced in a vote that boils down to a continent-wide battle between Eurosceptic populists and proponents of closer EU unity. Right-wing nationalists who want to slash immigration into Europe and return power to national governments are expected to make gains, though mainstream parties are tipped to hold on to power in the 751-seat legislature that seats both Brussels and Strasbourg. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.